Good morning, this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Abigail Beckman in Colorado Springs. West Nile virus, which can make humans sick, has been detected in Denver for the first time this year. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Mosquitoes collected in Denver tested positive for West Nile virus. That's according to the city's Health and Environment Agency. The state health department has confirmed 7 human cases in Colorado so far this year. 4 required hospitalization, but none have died. No human cases have yet been reported in the city and county of Denver. The state reported 2 cases this year in Arapahoe County, with 1 each in Delta, Jefferson, La Plata, Mesa, and Weld counties. To avoid it, health officials suggest wearing long sleeves and pants and also applying insect repellent, especially at dawn and dusk when bugs get active. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations rose this week to 137. That's far below the highest numbers recorded in the pandemic, but the highest in nearly 6 months. The figure has been going up for the last month and a half. Most utilities tracking COVID in wastewater report increasing trends. Updated COVID-19 vaccines are expected to be available later this year. Firefighting continues in parts of Colorado, including on the Northern Front Range. For details on conditions, evacuations, and road closures, come to CPR.org. Today is expected to be very hot and dry, especially in areas around Denver and Pueblo. Then highs are expected to start to slowly fall around the state as the week goes on. This is CPR News and KRCC.